For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ice, shanky.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah.
That's right, it's Christmas time.
Oh, Jesus, one of these guys.
The week of Thanksgiving. Hey. By July 4th, we're all going to be celebrating Christmas in a couple of years.
Yeah, probably.
That's where this is all going.
Yeah.
But Thanksgiving, come on. Football and all-you-can-eat food. It's not bad.
I've already got you guys your Christmas eggs for your gifts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But someone stole them!
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Either one.
It was supposed to be the... Oh, the...
I mean, someone stole them!
Oh, man.
Who done it? Just some jobber guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, it makes sense.
The worst reveal. Right. No,
it's not
the worst reveal, but it's up there.
A few years ago on NXT, we had the Who Done It, you know, who attacked Aleister Black. It was Johnny Gargano. The whole thing was a lot of fun. Now, to try to increase ratings, I'm sure it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
They did a Who Stole My Fake Real Egg That's Not Worth $100 million.
Correct. Wow.
From and the movie prop
choice to reveal who done it,
and everyone's looking for it crazily. If someone stole it, they're in Mexico by now.
And yeah, right. I know The Rock's rich, but he can afford a $100 million egg. What is that, like a fifth of his fortune?
Yeah, yeah.
He just spends a fifth of his fortune on an egg and then gives it to Vince. That's how rich The Rock is.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's
quite the gift.
Also, I mean, he probably is.
That's quite the gift.
I mean, also at a certain price threshold, wouldn't, like, I don't know, the FBI get involved?
Right.
Like, this isn't something you can call your local cops about. Like, someone stole my $100 million
egg. Cops, we're going to handle this in-house.
Yeah. Right.
Not even that. He got Adam Pearce and Sony DeVille.
Wow.
Right. Well, it is only a third of The Rock's net worth.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
only a third.
Vince, I owe you everything. Here's a $100 million egg
yeah.
that you'll leave in your office.
Here's
for
more money than you've ever given me.
Fair.
It's crazy.
just to flex on you.
Maybe Netflix just paid him in eggs.
Mm.
They just gave him like all three of the Cleopatra eggs.
Right.
Paid him in eggs.
He got one, Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot. They all got it in egg.
Yeah. By the way, check out our review of Red Notice on our other podcast, Hollywood Hogwash. It's a fun, crazy movie.
It is. We also just put on their Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yes, yes, Ghostbusters. That was a fun movie.
Yes,
the nice afterlife. Sequel from Ghostbusters 2. It has nothing to do with the female reboot that they did.
2016 one.
Thank goodness.
I can't believe that was 5 years ago.
Yeah,
the female one. It seems like it was just a couple years ago. I know shitting all over that.
Everyone did, and it had such a good cast. I mean, it didn't make any sense, but the storyline was. Trash, you know, they were like, this who needs story when you have Kristen Wiig and Kate McKinnon in the same movie? No, you still need
a lot of story.
It's just the shitty Hollywood late. It's like, well, what if the Ghostbusters were female? How would that be different? It's not. Yeah. The only difference is the movie sucked, but like, what does that matter?
Well, the second one was pretty bad, so
then they did an Ocean's 11 with females. It's just lazy,
yeah,
it's just lazy. But yeah, go check out Hollywood Hogwash, available anywhere podcasts are heard, including the app you're listening to us on right now.
Also, go watch our Spider-Man Far From Home trailer reaction on YouTube.
Yeah, it's up to 17,000 views.
Excellent.
On YouTube, which you know that means it's great.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
All right, before we get to Raw, we're going to skip SmackDown because that was before Survivor Series, and it would just feel awkward to do it now.
It would. Also, nothing happened on SmackDown.
Nothing really happened. Roman crushed Xavier Woods' plastic crown.
So,
that was about it.
That's it.
Yeah, and I am going to steal my best comment from SmackDown, and I'll reveal that later.
Okay.
There was something funny.
Fair enough.
I mean, you don't have to follow the rules or anything, whatever. Cool.
The rules.
The rules.
The podcast rules of awards.
Yeah. You broke the awards rules. That's a penalty.
Yeah.
Well, you keep breaking the rule of not wearing one of our shirts at live events. So, boom.
That's not a wrestling rule.
What is this shirt? What is this shirt?
I don't know. It's got a fish on it.
You know what?
He's wearing a Superbad shirt.
Fair game.
Yeah. That's a Kip Sabian shirt. I'm super into Kip Sabian. It's just from the movie.
Wow.
Superbad movie.
Yeah.
So before we get to Raw, we have to thank a few new patrons. So thank you to Liliana, the Brown Banana Ortiz. That might be racist.
Confusing.
I'm not sure.
Wow.
Puerto Rican Ace.
Two in a row.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jonathan the Whitey. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, God.
That's not what it says.
Jonathan Cracker Lemon.
Yeah.
David. I'm not even going to go there anymore. David Lewandowski.
Lewandowski.
And Ben Hollingsworth. So there you go.
Yeah.
Three white people and two brown people.
The four horsemen.
That's
of new Patreons this week.
That's, yeah. I wouldn't assume anything on that.
Patreon.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling. $5 a month gets you everything, including the pay-per-view recaps like Survivor Series. Go check it out. We also do countless brackets, weekly NXT and AEW recaps, all that good stuff.
And you even get Hollywood Hogwash
for
free with that paid subscription.
Right.
Technically.
You do get it for free.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Thank you.
You also get free oxygen when you go outside with a Patreon subscription.
Free water.
Wow. And you cannot beat that. As long as you pay your bill.
What's that? There's a water bill? Never mind about the water.
Yeah. All right. So Raw starts in Vince McMahon's office. And if you didn't see Survivor Series,
good for you. Listen to our recap.
Vince is upset because someone stole his Cleopatra egg that The Rock gave to him. And Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville tell Vince that they interviewed every superstar, but they don't know who stole it.
Everyone. Oh, I guess there's only 12 now.
And knowing what we know now, with Paul Heyman kind of joking that him and Roman stole it, that makes no sense.
Exactly.
He's like, what do you mean? It's not probably one of them New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Hey. So Vince tells Pearce and Deville, if I don't get my egg back tonight, you two are going to be let go. You know those two words, right? Budget cuts.
I was going to say, it would have been great if, just to be tongue in cheek, like,
if you guys don't find the egg, might have to review the budget.
Yeah.
You're going to have to have a little meeting with Nick Khan.
Very confusing name, of course, because of AEW.
I know.
Let's get a Khan to be our CEO.
So Sonya says, we do have blurry surveillance footage. And Vince is like, oh, yeah? She's like, yeah, well, they had a bare chest and bare legs. So it's like,
So it's a male, I guess.
No, but then Vince goes, oh, so it could be a female.
Yeah.
And they're like, it could be a female. And he's like, oh, maybe it's a female. Well,
titties. Easy, Vince.
Was she shirtless? Oh, my God. That's tremendous.
Yeah.
However, if this was the Attitude Era, I'd have sex with her.
All right, Vince, calm down. We're watching this. This is live.
A live sex celebration with me, the woman, and that egg. Guess where the egg's going? Up my ass.
Oh, my God.
Well, from the going, this egg's going to join the Shove It Up My Ass Club.
And cut. Vince, no. We cannot air that.
Vince, please, no. Look,
buddy.
Wow, this is the Attitude Era. It's 1998, right?
Oh, Vince. Oh, no.
Oh, God. Get me. Where's Stone Cold? Where's my champion?
Right.
Son of a bitch. So, yeah, he's like, it could be a female. All right, here's the deal. If someone has information that leads to an arrest, they will face Big E for the WWE Championship tonight. You just said it could be a female.
Yeah.
Like, you're thinking it's a female. This female's going to fight Big E?
Becky Lynch versus Big E.
Did you not see Rhea Ripley looking hardcore for that egg later?
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Rhea Ripley, Big E?
I'm up
later in the show, we see like 20 superstars trashing one big room.
Yeah.
Frantically looking for the egg.
Yeah.
They're all in the same room.
Someone hit it in a bid, in a WWE bid.
Yeah.
Right.
That makes sense.
That's it.
They didn't keep it, you know, on their person.
No.
And they're in the same place, right?
Later, they were in Barclays both nights. Because obviously it would have made absolutely no sense if they weren't.
Right.
But then later we see all those same superstars running down a hallway going in the same direction. Why are they all going to the same place to look for this egg that no one has any clue where it is?
Are you sure it wasn't a 24/7?
It was looked like that.
It sure did. I thought it was at first. I'm like, oh,
it might as well have been.
Going after this thing.
But our first match of the night, we have Riddle versus Dolph Ziggler. Backstage before the match, Riddle reveals himself to be dressed exactly like Randy Orton, even sporting a fake goatee, and even tries talking like Orton, but of course Randy hates it.
Oh, he was like, Edge.
Yeah. He's like, you can't be like me, Edge. And Riddle even does Orton's entrance, and Randy hates it at first, but then towards the end he actually liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Ziggler ripped off Riddle's fake goatee during the match. Later, Riddle dove to Ziggler outside the ring, but Dolph countered with a super kick. But in the end, Riddle hits Dolph with an RKO for the win.
Yeah.
He does a few Randy moves, and Orton's impressed.
He hit a really good RKO, too.
He did.
Yeah.
Really jumped into it.
Right.
And then after the match, Orton gives Robert Roode the bro Derek, just for good measure. Just to be like, hey, remember that guy?
Yeah.
He was super awesome in NXT.
Right.
Roode's been on the main roster for 5 years now. He was 2016. You know what? And I remember exactly where I was when I saw Roode debut on SmackDown. It was a surprise. Do you remember, Eric?
Yes, we were doing that Simpsons trivia.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were? We were doing Simpsons trivia at a bar, and then Eric pulled up SmackDown on his phone, and we saw Roode come out. We were like, oh my God, it's Roode. Oh, he's a baby face.
What?
Oh, he's a baby
and
face.
And we're like...
Yes.
Because then on NXT on Wednesday, he was a heel again.
Yes.
Right.
Good God.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
Cannon?
Cannon.
I don't know.
Fire the cannons. Fire Vince out of a cannon.
Yes.
Please. Ugh. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Becky Lynch. First, she brags about beating Charlotte. Then Becky says, let's move on to something fresh and new. You people love fresh and new, right? Mm. Who would you like to see on top? Rhea Ripley?
Yes.
Bianca Belair,
sure.
Liv Morgan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The fans cheer for all of those names, but then Becky says, you people are so full of crap. You say you want something fresh and new, but I watched 10 women last night break their backs trying to give you something fresh and new. And what did you do? You did your stupid little chants, your stupid little wave, and your stupid little songs. That was Becky being real.
Wow.
Right there.
Yeah, right.
Like being upset that the fans were doing CM Punk chants during the women's match.
Right.
You know, so then she says, I agree with you because none of those women have what it takes to beat me, especially Liv Morgan. No one's getting this title off big time Bex. Liv doesn't interrupt her, but later backstage, Kevin Patrick interviews Liv, but Becky shows up and mocks Liv for getting eliminated at Survivor Series.
And as she should.
As she should, because Kevin Patrick is like, congratulations, Liv. You led Team Raw to victory. No, she didn't.
No.
She beat Toni Storm.
She was second out.
Yeah. With like, she beat Toni Storm. That was it.
Yeah.
So Becky tells Liv, you've embarrassed your friends who aren't even here anymore.
That was a...
Yeah, right. Sure. And she says, you've also embarrassed your family. And then Liv starts to cry.
Mm.
This is, I hate when they make baby faces cry. I don't care if you're a woman. You're supposed to be a tough wrestler.
Right. Fighter.
You don't fucking cry. It just reminded me of Seth when the Fiend scared him. And he was like, I'm crying, all right? Yeah. Oh, God.
I know.
But Liv starts to cry, so Becky's like, oh, you're a crybaby? Oh, you're going to cry? Like Dr. Evil with number two.
You're going to squirt some.
But then Liv knocks Becky down with a forearm and walks away.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
And that's her. That's her push.
Yeah.
Because from here, it's all Becky.
Right. I that was Becky's push.
No,
Overlive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, part of me thinks Becky would actually like to drop it to Liv, because we know about the real story, like Liv saying, oh, when Becky left, she told me I was going to be the champ when she comes back. Like, that was like a, you know, a true thing that Becky said to her.
Right.
So I would think Becky would be okay with it. Like, if I was running it, running the storyline, I would have Liv lose to Becky at the day one pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to win your championship at some shitty pay-per-view like that.
Right.
And then you have Liv win the Royal Rumble and then beat Becky at Mania. Like, it's your second chance. She won the Rumble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Give her a nice Mania championship victory.
And have her just start whooping people. That's all it would take. Just start beating people.
I think there's a chance it happens. Obviously, Becky doesn't fucking run the show here, but I think she'd be into it. You know? She can't be the champ forever. Someone's got to beat her. I mean, at this
point, yeah. You know, where it seems like Charlotte may need a belt for people to, like, at least think she's okay. Becky doesn't need the belt. Becky's bigger than the belt.
Yeah.
At this point, you know?
She is. She
definitely is.
But you could totally put Liv over.
Yeah.
And have another Becky, almost. Like, another Becky.
Right.
That's how big she would be.
Right.
If they did it right. Do it like Kofi right now.
Well, they gave Bianca Belair a big win at WrestleMania, and look at her now. Oh, she's fighting Tamina for the second week in a row.
Same old Monday Night Raw.
We also got Natalya ringside.
Wild card!
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you guys know this for a fact?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Everyone, Vince.
She was.
Okay.
They said Vince told both rosters to be here tonight to look for the egg. That's why there were a bunch of wild cards.
Wild card.
I'm only going to push it once, though. Of course, Belair wins with the KOD. Natalya attacks her after the match, but Bianca kicks her out of the ring. But then Doudrop attacks Bianca from behind and lays her out with a crossbody. And then Doudrop, Tamina, and Natalya walk to the back like they're a new
faction.
No.
Stable.
Nope.
Oh, no.
No, because Natalya's going back to SmackDown.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe she'll get traded for future considerations or future endeavors.
For future endeavors.
You've been traded for future endeavors. What? What is that? Am I fired or is
someone else?
Someone else fired. We traded you and then we fired Tamina.
Yeah.
All right.
That worked out for everyone.
I understand how that trade works. Well, none of our trades make any fucking sense.
Any. Ever.
Whatsoever.
Ever.
Next up, we have Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. But before the match, Seth brags about leading Team Raw to victory. But then Balor's music interrupts Seth. So Seth attacks Balor during his entrance. And Seth ends up hitting Balor with the steel steps and curb stomping him in the ring two times. So the match never happens.
Yeah.
But then as Seth walks up the ramp, a fucking fan tackles him to the ground.
Right.
And they quickly cut away. And at first commentary was like, oh, who's that? Oh. Oh, okay. So, Seth Rollins, what a vicious attack on Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Like, we all saw it, and then they have to pretend like we didn't just see
someone,
that.
Like, speared the shit out of him.
He did.
And for a night in jail and probably being released, like, and maybe paying a fine, that's a pretty cool moment for that guy.
Sure.
A little spear on Seth.
No.
No-sold it. What the fuck? Sell the spear, Seth.
Yeah.
Oh, wrestling's fake?
Just
because
dead.
He's a fan?
Yeah.
Well, he was a big guy. It took multiple refs to get him off of Seth.
Yeah. Apparently, Becky Lynch was looking out, like, came out of Gorilla.
Yeah.
And was watching it, you know.
Right.
It's her man's.
So after they removed the fan, they showed Rollins laughing at Balor from the stage, but he was bleeding from the mouth, so this guy did some damage. But then later, WWE released a statement saying WWE takes the safety of its performers very seriously. The individual who attacked Seth Rollins has been turned over to the NYPD and will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah.
Which is like one night and a $200 fine.
Maybe. They said like a couple years ago that now like you can go to jail for a few months for these things. Especially
because
that's an assault.
It's assault. It's criminal trespassing.
Yeah.
It's like a couple. I mean, we've been explained these things before.
I know.
Yeah, come on.
But I'm telling you right now. Let's see if this guy has an interview or somewhere. I bet it's not much.
Reach out
if
to
you,
him.
If you have
let's,
no
let's
record,
get him on the show.
Jails are stacked and full, and they've got so much more things to do. Like, if I know people that have had two chances and still get let off. I'm telling you right now, I don't know how much you can really go for someone jump. Now, again, it depends on how bad he really hit Seth.
Right.
But he could even say, I don't know, Seth was calling us out, and so I jumped. You can almost plead in stupidity. I thought I was part of the show. I don't know. I saw a fan do this once. So I'm just saying. I don't know.
It's also the same arena where somehow a fan got in and attacked Bret Hart.
Is that right?
Barclays.
Yes. Yeah.
And apparently the fan came from the same like area.
Well, we should look up how much jail time that guy got.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He also got decked in the fucking face pretty nice.
Remember when that like
Cash Wheeler
fake mugshot started floating around? Of like some guy who looked like he had had the shit beat out of him.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this is the guy that attacked Bret. And they're like, no, it's not.
Right. Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to that if you find anything.
Bret's Hart attacker was arrested again.
Oh.
Man who attacked Bret Hart released from jail. This is 2 days after WrestleMania.
Mm.
So two nights in jail.
So he made bail, but they could have still press charges or something.
Right. No, go to the first one. That just means he bonded out.
I know.
Yeah.
Bond of $1,500. Due in court Friday's charge of two counts of assault and criminal trespassing. If convicted, he will face 1 year of jail time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm. Maybe so. I don't see what actually happened, but I'll look it up. Keep going.
Yeah. So backstage, Sami Zayn goes to Vince's office and tells him, I'm pretty sure I know who took your egg, but they're not here tonight. So Vince tells Sammy, bring him to me. Like, Vince doesn't believe him, but he believes him.
Yeah.
And then later we see Kevin Owens looking for the egg, and he tells Sarah Schreiber that if he doesn't find it, he'll be interested in seeing who does, since they're getting a title shot.
Yeah. I hope the Saudi prince doesn't see this footage of Vince McMahon interacting with Sami Zayn.
Right.
Or he calls Vince. He's like, hey, Vince, we saw you. You lost your, like, cheap egg.
Right.
Do you want me to send
your dollar store egg?
Vince, I have, like, a fucking thousand of those eggs in my bedroom. Do you want me to, like, ship you one? These are worth $1 billion each.
Yeah.
Would you like one of them? It has the blood of the whores that we kill.
The blood of the 30 virgin whores. What?
Wait.
Virgin whore?
How does that... You read it correct.
Yeah. Next up, we have the Street Profits versus AJ Styles and Omos.
Mm.
Omos dominates the match. So Angelo Dawkins sprays Omos in the face with a fire extinguisher for the DQ.
He brought the smoke.
Yeah.
Or he put out the smoke.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Now, I did like when AJ went for the phenomenal forearm and he sprayed him like midair.
Yeah.
That was good.
But yeah, I mean, a heel turn for the Street Profits.
Sure,
that's crazy.
Sure.
It's funny because anytime a heel cheats, Byron's always like, man, that's not right. That's so screwed up. And then Byron's like, well, Street Profits are getting creative.
It's like, right. Creatively DQ'd.
Yeah. Stupid. Then we have Queen Zelina and Carmella versus Nikki A.S.H. and Rhea Ripley for the tag titles.
Okay.
Carmella wore a red mask this time. Looking like Kane.
That's got to be Kane.
Yeah. And then Carmella super kicked Ripley outside the ring. Then she super kicked Nikki, and Vega hit Code Red for the win. And new.
Oh, and new.
And new.
Yeah, who saw this one coming, huh?
Yeah, right.
But sure.
I figured they'd fight at least six more times.
And then we had to watch Vega and Carmella scream for 2 minutes.
Holy shit.
Like,
yeah. That my eardrums.
That was pretty awful. Back in Vince's.
No audio for that?
No, that's all right.
No.
Back in Vince's office, Sonya tells Vince, we know who took your egg. Adam's going to bring him in right now.
Mm.
And then Vince is like, nom. And then it's like 10 seconds, and then they fade away to go to commercial.
Yeah. Right. Come on.
Then after the break, Vince, Sammy, Deville, and Pierce are in Vince's office, and then Austin Theory walks in with the egg. And then Vince is like, give me the egg. Give me the egg. And it's just like, good God.
Yeah.
Theory hands it to him and apologizes. And then Vince tells Theory, you used to have such a promising career.
And now it's over.
Wait, promising career, bottom right?
Yes. What are you talking about?
Who are you?
He's like, how do you figure? And he goes, because you're not released yet.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's true.
Anything can happen. You said I'm promising. Why did you do it? Why did you steal my ass?
And Theory's like, I just wanted to take a selfie with it, but there's so much security, I got scared and I went back to the hotel. Well, that explanation makes zero sense.
Uh-huh.
Zero.
You were scared, so you stole the egg? So that you could take a selfie with it in your hotel room?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I mean, you could have sold it for $100 million. But,
right.
But that's all right. So
$100 million.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
So Vince then, he's pissed, but then all of a sudden he's like,
you took a huge risk. I'm going to drop the charges.
Yeah.
You remind me a lot of me.
What?
Who? And you're going to get the championship match tonight. You are my number one guy.
So Sammy's pissed.
As he should be.
Theory takes another selfie with Vince holding the egg, and then Sammy complains to Vince, but Vince yells, shut up!
No one likes a snitch. Snitches get stitches!
Isn't that what exactly you were trying to find out?
Like, right.
You were asking for snitches.
Who wants a snitch?
Yeah.
Who's going to tell me who did it? Who wants a snitch for a millionaire? On the next game show that I just invented. Oh, Austin Theory, you stole my egg?
That's tremendous.
You're right.
Good job.
Yeah.
But at least you did the right thing and gave it back.
Yeah. So, yeah, just awfulness. Next up, we have Cedric Alexander versus Reggie for the 24/7 championship. Cedric wins with the lumbar check.
Now.
And new.
Now.
After the match, the job squad runs out, but then Dana Brooke jumps off the top rope and hits Cedric with a neck breaker.
I thought it was pretty cool.
And she becomes the 24/7 champion.
Come on, give her a little credit.
And new.
Leave.
And new.
And then the 14 men in the ring do absolutely nothing.
Oh, I thought this was going to go somewhere else.
And they watch Dana celebrate because she's a girl.
Because she's a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't do anything.
That's it.
Well, didn't Mike Kanellis pin his pregnant wife?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So that's how they got it off a woman the first time.
So I think it's mainly because no one wants to attempt that roll-up attempt.
Yeah?
They don't want to, you know, accidentally...
Yeah.
Shock her?
Yes.
Or maybe they're afraid if they did any move, like all that plastic would just fall off and then there'd be like a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Anyways, backstage, Sheriff Schreiber interviews Dana Brooke. Here we go.
I don't have a lot of time, but tonight I created...
A lot of time on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Opportunity, and I captured it. Just like I try and live my life every single day, a champion. Overcoming any obstacle put in my path 24/7. But now I know I have a target on my back. But this is my moment to show the world who Dana Brooke is.
Okay, thanks, Nikki Ash.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Are you Nikki almost a superhero?
Almost a superhero.
Yeah.
No.
That's pretty awful. Next up, we have Rey and Dominic Mysterio versus Bobby Lashley in a handicap match. I love when Rey and Dominic talk to each other in Spanish, but then they translate it right after.
Right.
As if Rey doesn't know. He's like, lo siento. I'm sorry.
Lo siento. Right?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we get it.
It's almost like Lassie, like the dog barks once. And he's like, what's that, Lassie? A guy fell down the well and then some rocks collapsed on him, but someone else tried to get him out. And now he's stuck in the well, too.
And the address is 741.
Right.
Before the match, MVP, he's back, tells Ray, I respect you as a superstar, but as a father, I'm disappointed. Have you taken the time to tell Dominic that monsters are real? You never defeated a monster like the Almighty. How are you going to feel when Bobby puts Dominic in the Hurt Lock? How are you going to explain to your wife why your child is hurt because of your ego? When she's disgusted with you,
fair enough.
Give her my number and tell her to call me. I'll fuck your wife.
Yeah, right.
You're welcome.
I'll be your son's new daddy.
You're welcome. So Ray and Dominic hit a double 619, double frog splash, double cover. But Lashley kicks out.
Kick out.
He spears Ray and then makes Dominic tap to the Hurt Lock. There you go.
That's it.
By the way, MVP, have you seen Ray's wife? I don't know that you want to. Should have said, like, you know,
your
daughter's number.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I heard she could use a buddy.
Oh!
Yeah,
that'd be a good line. Yeah.
You know, Buddy Murphy?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so next up we have Damian Priest issuing an open challenge.
Who wants to come fight the Damian?
In me. So Apollo and Commander Aziz come out, and they cut a promo. Mm-hmm. But then Damian Priest cuts a babyface promo and tells Apollo and Aziz to start a podcast or shut up and fight.
What?
Told you.
Still a babyface.
Yeah.
That'd
heal be for a moment.
Great podcast. Apollo comes out. He's like, who wants to fight me? Apollo comes out. He's like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight you.
Right.
Commander Aziz doesn't want to fight you.
Fuck the
US. It's like, why did you come out here?
Yeah. Why are you wasting everyone's time?
So then Sami Zayn comes out and accepts the challenge.
Of course he does.
This was a pretty good match. Sami hit Priest with a sunset flip powerbomb off the top rope. Then he grabbed the US title and taunted Priest with it. He shoved Priest's face with his hand. But then the Damian comes out.
Right.
He
slapped him in the face.
In a terrible manner.
He snapped.
Like, beats Sami's facial expressions.
And he hits the reckoning for the win.
Yeah.
That's it.
It looked like he was blowing a ghost.
It looked like he was a ghost was blowing him.
Wow. Yeah.
In the anus.
Lions.
That's interesting. Lions.
Lions.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's not Mace anymore. Maybe he'll just be like a snobby rich guy.
Right.
Oh, lions.
Lions. Lions, tigers, and bears.
Welcome to my home. I have my own pet lion.
They really should do that.
Yeah, those are all the options that are left for him right now.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right, main event, we have Austin Theory versus Big E for the WWE Championship. With Seth Rollins on commentary. When Seth...
Just like,
no.
Eric's sleeping.
You know, sleep fart.
Seth Rollins coming out was the best part because he sarcastically looked to his left and right to make sure no fans were going to attack
him. That was great.
He was like,
Yeah. That fucker's in jail. They probably let Seth, like, kick his ass in the back.
Oh, back in the day, they would
like,
they
just have
that.
Him, like, tied to a chair, and they're like, wait till Seth gets here.
There's so many, like, wrestler shoot interviews from, like, wrestlers from the 80s and 90s, and even back further, but they were like, if a fan did that, they'd drag them back and kick their ass more. Like,
right.
Like, they just fucking were cheating at blackjack at a casino. And
right.
And the mob just kicked their ass.
Didn't Piper get stabbed once by a fan?
Oh, a bunch of them got stabbed. Yeah. Jake Roberts got stabbed by an old lady. He told that story on Joe Rogan's podcast. It was hilarious.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. Anyways.
What happened to him after he got stabbed?
Oh, you know.
Bust a nut.
Oh,
wow. He fucked that old lady.
Damn, that's weird. You know, sometimes they have weird reactions to getting stabbed. It's very traumatic.
Also, Kevin Owens comes out mid-match to sit on the opposite side of the announce table. Rollins grabbed Big E's leg when the ref wasn't looking. And then Theory hit Big E with a neck breaker. And then Owens threw Seth in the ring for some reason.
Okay.
Don't really know that.
Nope.
No, know why he did that.
Just
but
do it.
In the end, Big E hits Theory with the big ending for the win.
Well, I love how, like, Theory, had to be distracted for Big E to clean win Theory. Because Theory was doing well, and then he looked over at Seth and Kevin Owens arguing.
Yeah.
And then that's when he turned around and Big E hits the big ending.
Sure.
So I don't know if they're trying to protect Theory. Crazy.
Whatever. After the match, Big E attacks Seth and Owens. Owens escapes to the stage, but Seth gets the big ending to close the show.
Send the crowd home happy, except for that one fan.
Oh, yeah. They were so happy. What a shitty fucking
right.
Raw.
Love your main event, right?
And for the for the dark match, they had some dark match, and then Randy Orton had his daughter, and they sang happy birthday to his daughter. Something
it was like Orton and Xavier Woods.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
All her favorite wrestlers, maybe?
Probably.
She was pretty young. I don't know, maybe, but... All right, let's give some awards. Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Tamina.
I also had Tamina.
I had Riddle Orton.
Okay.
Best dressed?
I had Zelina holding a title for the first time.
Yeah, but the tag title with Carmella.
It's a title. Yeah. It's better than nothing.
All right.
I had Carmella.
Becky Lynch.
Right. Okay.
Certainly not as hot as she was at Survivor Series.
No, sir.
She still looked good. Worst acting?
I had the 24/7 jobbers standing there and looking at Dana Brooke like, well, what do we do now?
What are we? This is all we get to do. Yeah. Are we getting released now?
Yeah.
I had Commander Aziz. You forgot his lines because he forgot what the fuck the Universal, the United States Championship was.
Right.
We're going to get the.
Yeah. Fuck. And I had this guy.
I'm a genius.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's just not the same.
Oh, no.
Where's my egg?
Didn't even look the same.
I got cheek implants.
What? Why?
Oh, God.
Gross.
Best acting?
I had Becky Lynch.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I had Randy Orton. I just kind of liked how he was kind of frustrated then happy.
Yeah. Worst comment?
Mine was Byron Saxon going, oh, it looks like he's unleashing the Damien
all over my face.
Please, oh, I need it.
So lonely. I had Aziz forgetting his line.
Okay.
I had Dana Brooke. I live my life as a champion 24/7.
Fuck off.
Ayo.
Best comment?
Becky saying, you've embarrassed your friends who aren't even here anymore.
That was good.
Yeah.
I had Becky saying, I let little kids hold my title. Doesn't mean they're the champ.
So my comment from SmackDown was Pat McAfee. So when Jeff Hardy's like, well, I guess if you have someone in your corner, I'm going to have someone in mine. And then Drew comes out and Pat McAfee goes, oh, man, I thought he was going to pick me. I thought that was really funny.
That's good.
Yeah. Fucking Pat McAfee.
Yeah,
worst match.
Better and better.
I had Reggie versus Cedric.
Yes. Yeah, 24/7 championship in the ring.
Sweep it. Super slow-mo.
Belair Tamina.
Yeah. Yes.
Gotta be.
Sweep it.
Best match.
Zane Priest.
I had Riddle Ziggler.
Okay. Yeah.
Two options this week. Wow. Wow.
For one show. Worst move.
I had Dana's Blockbuster. That's what it was. It was a shitty Blockbuster.
Dude, I thought it was great. It's my best move.
She kind of missed it.
Really?
No. I mean, I thought it was... I was like, Dana Brooks just did that? How about this? No roll-up for the 24/7 win.
It's still the 24/7
title.
No,
she did, and then she rolled them up.
Well, you have to roll up, you know, just because that's how she pins people.
Right.
What did you have, Eric? Oh, the Blockbuster?
Yes.
Joe, what did you have?
I don't know. I had, you know, no one touching her after she won the title.
Right.
No one moving was my worst move.
All right, I'll pass. Best move?
I'd Riddle's RKO.
I'm going with Dana's Blockbuster.
Oh, the spear from the fan. That was one hell of a spear.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Put his body in it.
Worst moment?
Anything involving the egg.
Theory was the culprit.
Egg theater.
Sorry, boss.
That's okay. Yeah. Here's a championship title shot.
What?
Best moment?
Bottom right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Who are you?
Joe.
Out of nothing. I mean,
fan attacking Rollins is the most interesting part of the show.
Sure. If you're going to include that, I'll put that.
Should give him a job.
You made the show interesting.
True. It's the only thing to talk about for this show.
Yeah.
It's the only thing people were talking about.
Who sent that video of the fan doing it?
Me.
Which one of you did? Yeah. I was like, what the hell?
All right. Breaking news. So, this seems old now, but last Thursday, WWE released 8 more wrestlers due to a budget cuts.
They know we record on Thursdays
for
the other show. Right. That's why it's always at the end of the day.
We lost John Morrison, RIP. Tegan Knox, she gone. Mm-hmm. Drake Maverick, again. Shane Thorne, Jackson Ryker, he murdered Elias, and then he got future endeavored.
Yeah, what is that?
And then the rest of Hit Row. Isaiah Swerve Scott, Top Dolla, and Ashante the Adonis. Holy shit.
Wow.
They were pushing this group so hard with video packages and everything. Like, what the fuck, man?
I know.
What the fuck?
Like, oh, not working out.
Okay, well, you never really gave it a chance, so.
My God. Jinder Mahal and Shanky's rap was so good that they fucking bailed.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. All right, well, we can't possibly beat that. Ice, ice, Shanky. Ice, ice, Shanky.
Too cold.
Also, in an interview with Talk Sports, Stephanie McMahon spoke about her daughters and their interest in getting involved in the family business. Stephanie said that her oldest daughter, who is 15, has already started training in the ring.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be awkward when Vince fires his granddaughter.
I know, due to budget cuts. Yeah.
Sorry, budget cuts.
It's like, my mom knows, does the budget.
Also, Scott Garland, formerly known as Scotty Too Hottie, tweeted that he has asked for his release from WWE. He was working as a coach and producer. He said, the black and gold brand was something special, and I am proud to have been a small part of that. I always promised myself that I would never be part of something solely for the paycheck, and that was where I was at. So I guess once black and gold turned into Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fruit of the Looms.
He's like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
Also, Bully Ray and Velvet Sky tweeted that they have decided to part ways amicably. So they're done.
Well, that's
they fine. Both tweeted the same thing and said that they're not going to make any more comments about it. So, yeah. We have another rumor later about another couple that might be split up. But what do you have, Eric?
I was trying to find it. Former NXT talent Frankie Monet.
Yeah.
Now going back by Taya Valkyrie. Mm-hmm. She had tweeted something about, like, basically saying, like, you know, I don't have to sit here and say, oh, thank you, WWE, for, you know, the opportunity. She's like, it's okay to be fucking pissed about being treated like shit, you know?
Sure.
Because, like, you see a lot of people who get fired. They're like, oh, I just want to thank WWE for the opportunity.
Well, you got
to
play ball if you want another job.
I know.
Maybe she should thank them because she is not good.
I mean, she was better before.
Yeah, but you when you're her and you were nothing, like right. You were never anything on the show, you could shit on them, right?
Yeah,
people that are like kind of like he made you a star.
I mean,
like,
when
Matt
you're,
Cardona,
when,
it's like, hey, thanks, Vince.
Well,
you made me a star. Now
Top Dollar did one of those. I just want to appreciate, you know, thanks for everything. It's like, hey, you didn't get anything really on.
Yeah, that's the
NXT.
Best way to get another job. It's the best way to get another job. And Ty Valk, she's not, I'm sorry, she was not good on NXT.
No.
I hated her character. Mm-hmm. And again, to be that, like, she's such a mark that she stormed out of the building at the Royal Rumble in Houston
yeah.
when John Morrison got eliminated by Brock Lesnar.
Yep.
That's how much of a mark she is.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. All right, on to rumors. Mm.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Adam Pearce might be getting his own stable. WWE filed trademarks for variations of the phrase scrap metal. Pierce's Twitter handle is ScrapDaddyAP, and he apparently used to go by the name ScrapDaddy and ScrapIron.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy.
But maybe Von Wagner's the first?
Well, clearly.
Sure.
He'd be a popular choice.
Also, it looks like Andrade El Idolo and Charlotte Flair have split up after...
What? Are you serious?
Well, it's a rumor, but yeah. Andrade unfollowed Charlotte on Twitter and Instagram, and he also deleted most of their pictures together. On Instagram.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ty Conti
mm-hmm.
Apparently separated from her husband.
Rhea. Yeah.
So you're telling me there's a shot.
Ty Conti was married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Like, it's like apparently, you know, former Billie Kay was married the whole time she was in WWE. She just never put anything about her dude.
Billie Kay was, but now she's divorced?
No, she's still married.
Billie Kay?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was just...
No, she got married in, like, fucking, like, 2018 or something.
I thought she was just...
Yeah. I don't think so. She's always posting, like, stuff about...
Right.
And I need to find a guy. Like, stuff like that.
Like, after they got let go, she started posting, like, pictures, like, with her wedding ring and her picture in her wedding dress.
I just assumed she was always Peyton Royce's and Sean Spears' unicorn.
Oh.
You know?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Good for him.
That's why he proposed. Yeah. That's all I have for rumors. Anything else?
I did want to talk about the wrestling show I went to.
Is that a rumor? Like, it's was it confirmed? Or?
Yeah, you could. Go ahead. What's up?
We're done with rumors. This is a different okay. segment. Shithead.
Well, oh, a new segment.
I said, do you have any more rumors? And you're like, well, I went to a wrestling show.
Segment.
All right. Segment. So I went to Mission Pro Wrestling.
Confirmed!
Nice. Yeah. There it is.
There's pictures to prove it.
Done.
It's Thunder Rosa's promotion.
Okay.
And I really got to say, I had the most fucking fun at a wrestling show that I've had in I don't know how long.
Yeah, is that because a girl sat on your lap?
I mean, I was having...
Is that because you touched a girl?
I was having fun before that. Mm. You know, like, it wasn't full of, like, you know, like you see AEW in there. Like, it's like, oh, indie shit, you know, 15 RKOs and a 360 spinning tombstone, you know?
Right.
Like, it was a wrestling show. Like, it was good. You know, there was a... Like, a kind of like, almost like a hardcore match at the end with Thunder Rosa and this... Other wrestler, Lainey Luck.
Do they have a champion?
They do.
Is Thunder Rosa the champ?
No, she's not.
Okay.
It's another girl, like Holland. I think she's called Holladead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Crazy part. So during the Thunder Rosa match, she sat her opponent on my lap and then chopped her, which I felt the chop.
Good chop.
Go through her
yeah.
and hit my chest.
And then.
Bust a nut.
Well.
And then he went,
just one?
Bust a nut.
Too many busts.
Right.
And then after the show, you put your arm around Thunder Rosa.
Bust a nut.
And then you took a picture with another female wrestler.
Bust a nut.
And then some guys.
Bust a nut.
The guys busted because they...
They, for me. Also, Mark Henry.
So Eric Hamilton from What's Wrong With Wrestling?
And then all these guys around me started busting. And then they were busting on me, and I was busting on them.
God, I can't fucking talk about anything.
Wow.
Mark Henry was there. That was cool.
Oh, awesome, yeah.
Bust a nut.
That's fucking great. Come on.
Wait, who's the Busted Open Radio? What's his name?
Bully Ray?
No. The host.
Oh, Dave LaGreca.
He was there.
That's right. Yeah.
Bust a nut.
Thunder Rosa speared him into like a stack of fucking beer cans, like that hadn't been canned yet.
Yeah, oh my God.
Bust a nut.
Damn.
That's some renegade shit.
You damn right it is.
It was at Southern Star Brewery up in Conroe, so it was nice like having it at a brewery. And, you know, having beer to drink.
Was there like a match or like a spot that wasn't great in the show?
Like
something that was a little disappointing?
No, everything was pretty good.
No.
Not that I could think of.
No.
There wasn't anything where I was like, okay, this is fucking stupid.
Okay.
Like everything was good. You know, a lot of the matches had great pacing. Mm. And a lot of these, the wrestlers that they had, they've been on like, AEW Dark and Elevation and stuff like that. So
okay.
It's kind of neat getting to see them work their way up.
So you never watched a match and then was like,
I was crickets.
No.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you're at that show, people are into it, right?
For sure.
You're there to be into it.
Right.
There are zero. She's basically single. It's all over the web. You go to Wikipedia.
Who?
You go to like Billy Kay.
Like, you sure?
Single everywhere. Dude, I mean, look.
You know I've been DMing her for years.
You know when I'm like really into one of these wrestlers, I know everything about them. No, never been married.
No, she's only got four toes on her left foot.
Were you looking at her actual account?
You know too? Yeah, I knew Andrew'd like her. Yeah, no, I mean, just go on the internet. It's like, who is her husband? And it says, nope, she's never been engaged at her or anything. And look at her, like everywhere you see her hands, there's no rings on any of her hands. No wedding rings. Anyway.
That's a picture with her wedding dress.
No, if you look, read the description.
11, 16, 14.
It's just a dress. She takes pictures all the time.
11, 16, 14, the day I wore a dress.
It's very special to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, so.
Who cares?
Yeah, seriously.
Next time, one of those, because
who cares? Ty Conti is single. That's what you're telling me?
Let's go to Brazil.
Fuck Billy Kay.
That's the biggest news we've ever heard.
So, yeah, there'll be a show here again in January because they do a show here, then they do a show the next month in San Antonio.
Cool.
So, yeah, it'd be fun to go.
Yeah.
You know, and it's at a brewery. You can drink beer and we'll have fun.
All right, then. All right, it's trivia time.
Ooh.
This week, I'm doing it.
Let's go. I want to play.
Yeah.
Are we teaming up or are we against each other?
Oh, well, just you'll see. You're okay. Against each other. Okay. Carolyn Holly sent this to me. Mm. You might have heard this, but after Survivor Series, Randy Orton now has the most pay-per-view matches of any wrestler in the history of WWE.
Right. Yes.
Did you see how many?
150 or something.
Okay, so we're going to do high-low.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Joe said 150. Eric? Oh, that's higher.
1,100.
Holy shit. Lower.
179.
Lower.
It's around there.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, pay-per-view matches.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I was saying that. 159.
Higher.
162.
Higher.
167.
Higher.
169.
Higher.
171.
Higher.
Didn't you say 175? 173.
Higher.
174?
Higher.
Pretty sure I said 175. Or
yeah, eight. You said 179.
Okay, 176.
Oh. Higher.
178.
Lower.
Oh, 177. Champion!
My God, that was the worst high-low ever.
Damn.
150. 1,100.
Well, it's somewhere in there.
50 billion matches. Infinite, infinite. He's at infinite pay-per-view matches.
Eric and I are negotiating. I'm like, 150, 1,100, 151, 1099. We're going to be here all night, folks.
2.99%. What? What?
Oh, man.
All right, that was a train wreck.
I thought you were going to say that was a treat, but...
Well, it became a treat.
Yeah.
Sometimes out of the shit, oh. It becomes a diamond.
All right, fan questions.
Sometimes you find that piece of corn on top of the shit sundae.
Oh, God. Well. And I'm spent. All right, fan questions. Bobby the Mark Soydam, is Vince going to be like the boss from Ted with the dude that attacked Seth? That took guts. We need guts. Maybe.
Yeah.
He might be getting a contract as we speak.
Right. Yeah. God.
Mark Carver, what's wrong with wrestling? 2021 award winner for the year. Becky at Survivor Series, bottom left a couple times.
Yeah.
That could be best dress for the year.
For sure.
Ryan Gutrow, Patreon bracket idea. What's wrong with wrestling? Best of. Have the listeners submit their favorite bits from the show. Real Saudi Arabian. Who are you? Pizza. Eric singing Triple H's theme. Could be fun. We've had this brought up before. I just feel it'd be weird for us to vote on our own things.
Right.
Like for a bracket. I mean, maybe we could do some sort of fan vote where they where like the fans just vote for everything. I mean, we did that last year with the end of the year awards, so
yeah.
Maybe we could do something like that. Chris Dibbern, random question, totally unrelated to Raw. Have you ever wanted to tap that ass so bad you jump a guardrail and attack her baby daddy?
Couple times, yeah.
I mean, I'm close. Yeah.
Ryan Hensley, should Vince keep the egg in his lockbox? That way no one will ever find it.
Oh, yeah.
In our lockbox. He really should.
That's one of the biggest mysteries of WWE history.
Right. Never be solved.
I have the key to the lockbox. Okay. There's no, all right.
And it's gone.
I guess we'll never see the Nazi memorabilia that Vince has. Joey Poof, what's tougher to watch, Raw centering around a goddamn egg or the New York Jets quarterback controversies?
Yeah, there's no controversy. They all suck.
Hans the Mole Man Hart, would be interesting to start predicting what you think the grade of pay-per-views will be ahead of time, i.e. day one was a D-, but we predicted it to be an F, so good job, WWE. You suck slightly less.
I think we would all predict Fs and D-minuses the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I think so.
We're always expecting shit, so when it's good, even when it's a C, we're like, oh, it's a C. Right.
I'm going to say C- right now for day one.
No way. D plus.
It would make more sense.
That's crazy.
Like, D+. The Royal Rumble, because we have expectations.
Yeah.
So like saying, like, I think the Royal Rumble is going to be a C, and then see how it actually comes out.
But Royal Rumble is so hard for it to be lower than a C. The best match of the year. There's always a surprise.
Remember when Sheamus won?
Yeah, sure. But yeah. The winners lately have been good.
So they're due
Edge,
for a bad
Drew,
one.
Drew, Seth. They are, maybe. They are. Sure, maybe.
They're due for a couple bad ones.
Yeah. I just mean it's hard for them to fuck that up.
So I'd say like a B.
Well,
minus.
It's hard for them to fuck up a lot of this stuff, but well, they find a way.
How about two nights?
Finds a way.
How about two nights of mania?
FF.
Fuck.
We give it a fuck. All right, let's see what happened.
Fuck. Yeah. Jake Baker, Pushfire Barry, thrown together tag teams, forgotten feuds in the name of brand supremacy. That goddamn egg. Fire the egg.
Brand supremacy is buried in...
Push random tag teams.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, fun, I guess.
Amir, so I watched this Sean doc on the cock about the second half of his career. Being young, I haven't watched much of the first half of his career, so which one y'all think is the better part of his career? I think it's the second half.
Yeah.
You know? Look, I mean, he was carrying WWE when he was champ for the first time, and his Ironman match with Bret was legendary, but... Man, the stuff he did, the matches with Undertaker, you have to say the second half.
He became a better wrestler.
Yeah.
He had great stories. He didn't really have the great stories when he was when his first run.
Yeah. Mario Rizzo, worst Raw ever, and that says a lot. I can't even come up with a question for you guys. Fucking awful.
I don't blame you. It was bad.
Roll up connoisseur, bracket idea, most what the fuck did I just watch moment?
Ooh.
Good or bad examples include Katie Vick, Mae Young birthing a hand, Stephanie and Triple H's wedding, Rollins popping Ray's eye out, first Firefly Funhouse, that security lady trying to tackle Gronk at WrestleMania.
If you can get a list of 32, I mean, we would consider doing it as a bracket.
Submit
We've
the bracket.
We've never done a worst moment in like wrestling history or Raw history?
No. I mean, it would be...
The hand
has got to be like number one, right? Like, it's got to be the number one seed.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
For weirdest. Worst would have to be.
If it's just worst moment, like Goldberg beating Kevin Owens.
Well, he said most what the fuck moment.
Right. If it was worst moment, the finals would be Goldberg beating Kevin Owens, going up against Goldberg beating the Fiend.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
D. Barry, who can Jinder and Shanky rap battle next? Their last rap was so hard, Vince had to cut Hit Row. Yep.
Oh, man.
Jason Dearham, with how careful WWE is with protecting wrestlers from injury. Are you surprised they haven't banned Big E from diving through the ropes? The one at Survivor Series was his scariest one yet. I wouldn't say his scariest. There's been a few times where he's literally landed on his fucking head.
Yeah.
Like the top of his head.
Right.
You can't ban all the moves because that's the reason we watch it.
Right.
That's the part that we love, right? So you can't start banning everything. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. They're professional stuntmen.
If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
Kyle Fox and Pushfire Barry turn in the egg for a title shot. Keep the egg hidden to drive Vince crazy. Sell the egg for $100 million.
We'll push that.
No, you get the title shot. Come on.
Yeah.
What do you want to be? A wrestler?
Money can't buy.
No. A fucking millionaire.
Sell the egg for $100 million, then give Vince $1 million for a title shot.
Yeah. There you go.
Ice Shanky. How does Rollins build on this fan attack moving forward?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that was
If he comes out looking left to right every time now, that'd be great.
For a few times, that's fine. Yeah.
Pop culture junkie, anyone catch when Sony DeVille said she interviewed every single WWE superstar from top to bottom? Exactly how many tops and bottoms did she interrogate, and what method did she use?
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Wow.
Tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
No.
French fried potatoes.
All right, well, that is the show, so make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt like the one Joe's wearing at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling, only $19.99. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime. Try it out. We got pay-per-view recaps, brackets, NXT and AEW recaps, all that good stuff.
All the good stuff.
And we got another bonus episode coming this month.
Yeah.
So send in your ideas.
Yeah.
And your brackets. And maybe we'll do one of your brackets.
Speaking of bonus episodes, I had a half of a Who burrito for lunch today.
Oh.
And it was good.
Good. Mm. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. And lastly, subscribe to our new podcast, Hollywood Hogwash, available anywhere podcasts are heard.
Huzzah.
Go check it out. Ghostbusters Afterlife review.
like Stone Cold Steve Austin. It kind of looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. I'm not just crazy, loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Self-proclaimed strongest and best-looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part-time. Strong, big players, pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every shirt most loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.